This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This ongoing series this week is going to be called Stop Being Faithless and Believe. If you will believe God, you will get to see Him do wonderful things. And we'll tell you at the end of the program how you can call in and get these teachings free and postpaid. Everything we do is free and postpaid. Now then, we're going to get on with the teaching and just call us at the number that'll be at the end for these teachings, free and postpaid.
He says, you just broke your leg. He said, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. He says, I shall never have a bone broken. He said, I didn't break my leg. He said, you fool, I see him. He said, I don't care what you see. My leg's not broke. He reaches down and puts them bones back in place, puts them in place. And he said, my leg is not broke. And he gets up and said, now let's go for this horseback ride. And the guy gets on the horse. And they ride that horse. And he gets back and then he goes and does what the Lord told him to do. And about a week later, he walks up on a platform to preach to some guys. And one of the guys said, Pastor, you can't be doing that. He said, what do you mean I can't do this? He said, we heard from so-and-so that you broke both legs, both bones in your leg. He said, you ever see a man walk with a broken leg? He said, no. He walked out behind the podium and he took that leg. He said, you see a man do that with a broken leg? They said, well, it's obvious your leg ain't broken. He said, I'm telling you, my leg's not broken. Well, let me tell you, that leg was broken. That leg was that big around. He said, that leg's not broken. He goes through day after day, week after week, month after month, and at 3 months, the leg is gangrene. He said, I was an old Vietnam vet, and he said, when them gangrene blisters started popping on her, he said, it's over. He said, I looked up at God that day, and he said, Lord, you promised me in your word you would never put me to the test beyond what I could stand. But he said, Lord, I'm at the end of my limit. The pain is so severe. I know what your word says. And I'm standing on it. And I've acted on it. I've walked. I've done everything. When the pain was killing me. But I said, Lord, your word says, and I'm standing on your word. So he goes out and he gets on his motorcycle. He cranks it up and he rides down the road. He said, I don't know what I'm going to do, Lord, but I just got to go for a ride or do something. He said, I'm riding down the road, and all of a sudden I come up to a place, and there's a little guy about 5 foot tall. Looks like he weighs about 100 pounds standing beside the road. He said, the guy's... I said, no, I don't pick up people on a motorcycle. So he said, I just go right on by him. He said, just as I go by, something spoke to me. He said, pick him up. And God speaks, doesn't he? Now, he had a choice to make. So he stopped, he turned around, went back, asked the guy where he was going. And he told him. He said, well, I can take you down to a certain intersection, and you go down there at that intersection, then you go that way, and you can get there. So he said, but I'm going by there, but I'm not going to that place, but I'll take you to the intersection. Okay. So the guy got on. He said, I tuck off, and I thought, how strange. I looked back and said, he's there. But he said, there's absolutely no sensation that there's no extra weight on that motorcycle. None whatsoever. He said, two or three times I looked back to see if this guy's back there. Even though he don't look like he weighs but about 100 pounds. He said, a 100-pound man on a motorcycle, you can tell they're behind you. But he said, I cannot tell this man's behind me. He said, I go down the road, I get to that intersection, I stop. And the guy gets off and thanks me for the ride. He said, I start to take off, and he said, by the way, the Lord said to tell you your leg's healed. He said, I'm already rolling. And I thought, how'd he know my leg had a problem? I didn't tell. He said, I stopped and turned back around to see, and said I could see a half a mile in every direction, and there wasn't nobody standing there. He was gone. He said, I pulled over, got off my motorcycle, pulled up my leg, and said it looked like a brand new one. Amen. Now see, let me tell you, when God made you a promise in His Word, He cannot go above or beyond the written word of the living God. If He made you a promise, the devil will do everything he can to get you to doubt His word. And most of us are a pushover to the devil. Most of us have so little word in us. God could walk in this room and He said, I promise to heal all of your diseases. Now, if Jesus was standing up here right now in my place saying, I wrote in Psalms 103, I heal all of your diseases. How many of you are going to believe me? Every one of you would raise your hand and say, I believe you, Lord. Well, let me tell you, He's in me, and I'm standing here, and I'm quoting Psalm 103, guaranteeing you that He heals all of your diseases. Now, how many of you believe that? Wow. Some of you do, and some of you don't. You see where I'm coming from? Yes. Now, if the King promised it, if you don't doubt Him, He has to do what He promised to do. He cannot lie to you. That's where the church has got to get. We've got to get to this point that the King meant what He said when He talks in His Word. Do you know that the miracle that I had with Kelly and Caitlin? I've heard God's voice so many times. The day I walked into that hospital room, very first thing, whenever that police officer walked in and told me that Betty and Amanda were dead, and that the grandbaby and Kelly were careflighted to Cook's and probably not going to live. I stopped and started worshiping and praising God. And in the process of my worship and praise, I said, Lord, if I ever need to hear from You, I need to hear from You right now. I need to know what's going on. Not a thing. He wouldn't say a word. All the way home, I'm saying, Lord, I need to know what in the world is going on. Not a word. I walk into that hospital room, and I walk in and I looked at little Caitlin laying there, tore all to pieces. And I said, Lord, I need a word from You. Lord, if I ever needed a word from You, I need to hear from You. Nothing. I said, well, I'm going to stand on it is written. And so I began to quote the Word. Now, I've heard God's voice many times, but right now He ain't talking. And if I ever needed to hear from Him, I need to hear from Him. The greatest trial of my life just happened, and I need to hear from Him. But He ain't talking. I stand on His Word, begin to guarantee people what He's going to do. Guarantee He's going to raise Kelly up and do a supernatural healing on her because I'm standing on the Word. And people say, Thurman, you're crazy. You can't tell God what to do. I said, I'm not telling Him what to do. He told me what to do. Amen. I'm standing on His Word. He told me to ask anything I want in the name of Jesus, and He'll do it. So I said, I don't want her to be in this hospital 3 months. I don't want it to be 3 months before she can walk with a walker. I want her out of here running and playing in just a very few days. And I said, I know He's capable of doing it. And He said, I could ask anything. I said, guarantee she'll be out of here nothing flat. So in 2.5 weeks, when she's back in school running and playing, everybody knew God showed up. And of course, with Caitlin, which was much worse, with the brainstem severed, took a little longer. But not only was Kelly and Caitlin miraculously healed, but 7 other children. One of those little children that was in Cook's Medical Center, was born in Cook's Medical Center, had waiting for some kind of an organ transplant, had been in there 2 years, and had never been home. And after I got his mother and daddy to repent of their sins, and I cast those demons out of that child went home in 2 weeks, the first time it had ever been home. But God raised up 7 babies like that besides my 2 in Cook's while I was there. And I thought, wow. And so I thought, all the time I'm seeing God do all these wonderful things, I'm saying, Lord, why won't You talk to me? I mean, why? I need to hear from You. If You just tell me something. But He never did speak. But He did send 3 angels, you know, to tell me, you know, in the wee hours of the morning, you know, the second week, starting about Wednesday or Thursday, the second week when I'm walking out at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, going home to try to get a little sleep. I didn't know whether it was night or day. I didn't know what time it was. I was just living in another world. But as I'm walking down that corridor, there's nobody there at that time of morning, going home, when all of a sudden the little guy walked up beside me, and I looked over to see who he was, and he was looking at me right in the eye, and he said, the Lord said to tell you He loves you. Well, that startles you. You know, I mean, the Word tells me God loves me, but it makes a difference when a human being, it looks like, tells you that. And that happened every week for 3 weeks. And the third week when it happened, I thought, I don't know who these guys are, but I'm going to find out who this one is, I guarantee you. And after he walked around the corner, I was only 6 steps or whatever from the corner. I ran to the corner to look to say, hey, who are you? But there's nobody there. He was gone. So then I knew there were angels. I said, Lord, that's the closest thing I've had for a word from you. It's from these angels. But then when I got on the Sid Ross show a year later, and Sid heard about this miracle, and he called me up there, and I brought Caitlin with me. And that night we talked at the hotel, and then the next day when we got on the set, he said, "Now, Thurman, everything's got to be perfect. If I make a single mistake, you got to stop me, because this is going to be seen by potentially millions of people all over the world." So he said, "This has got to be accurate." I said, "No problem." So we get started in there, and we're getting started. We're going along there. And he says, and then all of a sudden, after his wife and daughter were killed in this car wreck and his grandbaby and all this stuff, and he goes through the whole deal. He said, she's in the hospital. Doctors tell her he can't live. And all of a sudden, they say they're going to pull the tubes out of her. And he hears a voice says, "Tell them, just go ahead and pull the tubes, and I'll make her live." And I said, "Stop, hold it. That's not true. That's not the way it happened." He said, "Hold it. Stop everything." He said, "What? You mean to tell me you didn't hear a voice?" I said, "No." He said, "How in the world could you have had the faith?" He said, "What did you use?" I said, "Sid, I was just standing on the written word of the living God." And that's when he spoke to me. He said, "And son, that's why I didn't talk to you. I wanted the world to know that they don't have to hear my voice. All they got to do is believe what's written in my word, and it's better than hearing my voice."
Amen.
I thought, wow. God, now I know. Now I know why you didn't talk to me. Now you let me stand on your word, and you perform some of the most awesome miracles you could ever perform. All because I stood on the word.
Amen.
Now if you stand on the word, and it didn't happen overnight. None of these miracles happened overnight. I mean, the face took 2 weeks for all the scars to go away. But boy, when he does something, he does it good.
Amen.
How many of you have ever seen a lacerated face tore all to pieces and all the bones broken and not one single surgery, and in 2 weeks every bone's put in place and there's not a single scar or mark on a beautiful little face? You don't get to see that very often, do you? But I stood on the word of the living God. It is written.
We're going to have to stop right there, break into the program, but we'll continue tomorrow at the same place, unless that happens to be the last one in the series. But if you would like these teachings, free and postpaid, if you'll contact us at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, and ask for the teaching, "Stop Being Faithless and Believe." We will send it to you free and postpaid, either on DVD or CD or cassette, whatever. We have it on all media. Or you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And we'll send these to you free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.